Welcome to mentorship class today, and I'd like to wish each and every one of you a happy new year. I pray God's blessings upon you, his favor, and that God be gracious unto you and give you and I the strength to keep moving forward in now faith and obedience. I'd like to apologize to every one of you also for not being here in a consistent manner. But it is an honor. It is a privilege to be in the classroom today. Come on in, take your seats wherever you are geographically. Let us pray before we begin. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for your grace and for your mercy and your compassion upon us, Father. Forgive us for not being in that place to hear you and being in that place to be used by you for your honor and glory and to help others. Bless each one in the class today in a special way, Lord. I pray that you would envelop them with your presence and give them your grace, Father, to continue on this journey called life. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic today in our class is take your place. And it comes in a form of a challenge today. And I'd like to challenge you right where you are as I challenge myself. Take your place. You know, I want to share with you on your journey or this journey called life. Could it be? This is a question to each of you, and to me first. Could it be that you have allowed fear to keep you in a place of torment and fear? Could it be that you are living in a place of desolation because of the things that you fear? And you know, in many cases, speaking to me first, you can actually hear God, or you have that inspiration to move forward, and because of what's around you. And I'm saying you, remember, I'm speaking to me first. We just stay there and we refuse to move. Listen, there is a story in the Bible. I don't want to really get into it, but I want, how many of you can remember the story of King Saul and his sons? But Saul, I want you to remember this word, Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was the son he was the grandson of Saul, King Saul, and actually the son of Jonathan. But listen, something had happened to Mephibosheth when everyone was fleeing because there was turmoil. I want y'all to actually, for your assignment today, to go into that. I think it's in the book of Kings and it tells the story. But I didn't want to go into it like I said, but I wanted to draw an illustration in the class today of Mephibosheth, who was lame at the feet. He could not walk. And he was in a place where he was taken. It's a place called Lodebar. But Mephibosheth knew who he was, but because of the fear that he had of King David, he feared that King David would kill him if he knew that he was of King Saul's descendants. And so he stayed in that place. But you know what? Mephibosheth was wrong. You know, he was wrong about what he thought. And you know, there came a time when God moved upon David's heart, King David, that he began to search to find any one of King Saul's relatives to bless them and bring them to the king's palace. But listen to this. This will encourage you today. You know, as the search went on, Mephibosheth was found. And you know, he was accustomed to living in riches and in luxury while his father was in the palace. But what had happened to him is that he lived in a place of desolation. I'd like to ask you another question in the class today. Have you found yourself running away from the true call of God? Think about it. And while you're thinking about it, yes, I am. I am guilty of doing that. I've been running away from the call of God. But can I tell you, in our class today, it is time for each of you under the sound of my voice in this class today to take your place. Take your place. Now, I want you to pause for a moment right where you are and think about Mephibosheth's condition, how he spent so many years living in a desolate place, all because of fear of being killed. Now, can you imagine how Mephibosheth must have felt? I challenge you in this class today, take your place, for the Master Builder has prepared a feast for you, just for you, and have restored you as his royal heritage. Listen, things may be seen to falling apart all around you, and your back may seem as if it's against the wall, so to speak. You may be alone. All have forsaken you. But I tell you, the door is open wide for you to walk through. Do not believe the lies of the enemy, nor be intimidated by those around you. The call of God is on your life. Can you hear it? Can you hear the call in this class today to take your place? Step out in faith and obedience. Many, even those of your own household, may never believe in the transformation of your life. Still, will you believe in the one who ordained you and equipped you to take your place? Will you believe? It is important that you believe. Listen, you may have been tried and convicted. Divinely, Abba Father is intervening, and he has overturned your conviction with an urgent command. Take your place. Take your place and pledge today to obey the call of God on your life. Yes. The question I leave with you in this class, as we end the class, will you take your place? And the question is to me first, will you take your place? Think about it. Ponder it in your heart. Do something about it. Get up and take your place. The Lord is with you. He's giving to you his instructions, revealing to you his plans for your life. Take your place. Listen, until our next class, take your place. Take your place. God bless you right where you are. Thanks for coming to class today.